the Indian Sea apart in Pothos we didn't get to, and maybe we'll say, it's a really huge topic that has to do with how much do you have to drink in order to be mechuyev in a bracha achrona, in general, how much do you have to drink? Because believe it or not, it doesn't say it anywhere. The only thing it says is that by Yom Kippur you have to drink a mother lugmov, which is a roll of a revius for a standard sized person. It actually depends on the size of a person's cheek to determine what a mother lugmov is. But that's the only place it says a shear for how much you have to drink. It doesn't say any place. And it's all based on this sugya as to how much you have to drink in order to move. Because pashup shot in this drusha is not like the ureim, that you have to both eat and drink, but that you chayav for either eating or drinking. Mm-hmm. That's pashup shot of the Gemara. V'yachalta, you chayav for eating a kazayis, v'savota, or you chayav for drinking. How much do you have to drink? It doesn't say. But that's a discussion that we're not going to get into today.
So either to bench for drinking?
Either to bench, to make a bracha, main sholosh, which might be the raisa, whatever bracha you make for
drinking.
For drinking.
But it says it in the pasuk that refers to benching.
Well, what does benching mean? What does benching mean? Benching may mean a bracha achas main sholosh. Or could be, there is a sheet of Rebbe Gamliel, not a famous sheet of Rebbe Gamliel, who holds that at the bench, if you drink, if you drink wine, he holds it at the bench. Mm-hmm. And that's famous kasha that Rishonim says, if you hold, you have to bench for drinking wine, and if you hold that bracha tricha kols, so in order to bench, you have to have calls.
You keep benching forever.
You're benching forever. The famous Shonim is because
it's a question. Does it more weight that man around your keeper for not doing like he held?
I think so. I think so, yes, I think so. All right, anyway, let's just review the parts that we did. Most of the part that we did was really is a kazara. We've done this before. I hope it sounded at least familiar to you. And that is the following. The topic is whether or not eating a kazayis or kabeitza is a chi of the rabbonah dimension or a chi of the raisa dimension. So there are various sugyas that would seem to indicate one way or the other. Our Gemara that we're learning now from the Testament days would seem to indicate that kazayis kabeitza mechuy of the raisa, because the Gemara, both from Meir and Yehuda Darshan in Psukim, v'chalto of kazayis, v'chalto v'savoto is kabeitza. So it's mashma that it's a chiyuv d'raisa. However, the Gemara on the Chafam at Beis, where the Gemara says that Ben Mevorach La'aviv is talking about where the father only had a shear d'rabbanon, and I think the Gemara says we only had a kazai. The Gemara says I think it's only kazai. So I'm not sure if the Gemara actually says it specifically, but Rabbi Avira certainly says that the Gemara, and the Gemara connects Rabbi Avira to the Gemara, like that Rabbi Avira says the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows special favor to Yisrael is because the Torah says v'chalto v'savoto, which means you have to have svias keres, and using the language of the Yireim, and the hey michmiru al atzman akazayis akabeitza. So it's mashma that it's only the rabbana. So is it the raisa, or is it? And also the Gemara on daf memches of Yani Malko Malkasa is another Gemara that's mashma that eating a kazayis is the raisa, because the Gemara says that if Shimon ben Shetach had eaten the kazayis, then there would have been no problem with him mimotzi everybody around, even though they participated in a lavish gala court banquet, and he only would have had a kazayis. So you see, it would seem that eating kazayis is enough to be mechuyev d'raisa and be motzi somebody else who had kedei sviya. So there are two basic approaches in the Rishonim. One approach in Rishonim is the approach of Tosfos that and the Rambam, that kizayis is only the rabbanon. Only the rabbanon. And that's why the son can be mostly the father if he had only kizayis. And that's why Bnei Yisrael deserve a special credit for making, for being machmir on themselves more than the pasuk requires. The pasuk says, midrash, you only have to eat bench if you want, had kedei sviya. And they said, no, but midrabbanon, you should bench even if you had a kizayis. And I, our Gemara over here, that seems to say that you're dashing psukim to tell you v'chalto is kazayas, that you have to bench on a kazayas. So those Rishonim would have to say that our Gemara is asmach to be almaninu. Not to be taken at face value. It's just a way of somehow connecting the din d'rabbanan to the psukim but it's not really derived from the Sukkim because it's not really a din deraisa. Okay? That's the shita of many Rishonim, among them Tosis and the Ram that we saw. We saw two Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam and Tosos. Specifically, we saw the shita of the Ra'avid and the shita of the Uraim. The Ra'avid says that what? That no, it's clear that even if you have only a Kazayas, you're still Mukhiyah the Raisa. How do you know that? First of all, does he mention our Gemara? I'm not sure that he mentions our Gemara, but he mentions a number of Gemaras where you see the Gemara of Shimon ben Shetach, he mentions another other Gemaras where it seems that eating a Kazayas is enough to be motzi somebody who is Mukhiyah even Midaraisa. And Agamor, of course, would go, I don't know if he brings it as a Geraya, but it's certainly consistent with that, that when it says V'chalto is Kazayas, it means that's the drasha, Kazayas. Okay? And so you Mechuy of Deraisa, even what, if you only had a Kazayas? Aye, if that's so, so what's Pshat, when can a son be Mevorach La'aviv? Aye, if the son is Mechuy of only Midrabonon because he's a cotton, and the father, even if he only had a Kazayas, is Mechuyah of the Raisa. So you have to say, the Ravid says, not like the Gemara and Dav Chof Mibbeis, but you'd have to say, it's talking about where the son is just pre-reading it for the father, but the father's actually reading it himself, so there's no problem really of anybody being motzi anybody over there. Aye, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Kidder Rabbi Avira, that Rabbi Avira says that Yisrael deserves extra credit because they were machma out from Avkazayasa Kabetza, so the Rabbi says, Rabbi Avira is just, we don't pass on him. According to Rabbi Avira, that Gemara is going like Rabbi Avira, and that's why it says, talking about it, a Shia Rabbanon is a Kazayas, but we don't hold that way. We hold that Kazayas is a Shia Deraisa, and the case of Ben Mavarach Lava would have to be different, would have to be where the father actually says it himself. And the Chiddush is that even though he's saying it, it's still Tavu Ma'ara because he doesn't know how to do it himself. He's relying on his son or his wife to pre-read it to him. That's the writer. The Urayim has a really startling way. He agrees basically with the Ravid that a Kazayas is what?
Midaraisa.
And however, he has different answers to the Sugya on Daf Chaf Mibbeis. The Sugya on Daf Chaf Mibbeis said that what? That it's talking about where the son, the father only had a Shia Rabbanan. So he says it's talking about where we ate less than a Kazayas. Okay, notice the Ravid never said that. We had less than Kazayas. Well, what less than Kazayas, how much did he eat? So the Rav doesn't say, but if you look in the other Rishonim, the Rimi Korbil, other Balaitosis, they say there were others, the many Rishonim who line up on different sides of this Machlokas. We just have a taste of a couple of them. They say it's talking about where you had a barrier. That even if you hold Kazayas is the Raisa, so how much do you have to eat to Mukhi the Rabban? If you just have like a little taste of something, you're not mechuyev even with the Rabbanan to make a bracha achrona, or to bench, or whatever it is. So what's the case where you are mechuyev on the Rabbanan? So they say it's talking about a barrier. So if you had a complete kernel, a barley kernel, or whatever it is, you'd have to make a bracha achrona in the Rabbanan. And I guess if you had, I don't know that you can have a barrier of bread, I don't know, maybe a bagel. I guess I can't think of a case of a barrier of bread that you'd actually have to bench. But you would, but the Rabbanan have to make some kind of a bracha achrona. Okay?
Why not?
A bagel. No, yeah. If you had a tiny little bagel.
A Cheerio.
Tiny little bagel. A Cheerio, that's right. Somebody's idea. Okay, that's a joke, by the way, because that's not a barrier. A barrier has to actually be created by God. It's not enough to put it in a shape and to bake it and call it a barrier because it's a bagel.
That's it's not
a barrier. No, that's not a barrier. That's just a joke. Oh. That was a joke. Just to make that clear.
Yeah, better.
Okay, it's just a joke. So that is the way the Urayim learns Pshat. In what? In Ben Mevorach La'aviv, where the father had a Shia D'Rabbana, means that he had less than a Kazayas. Kazayas already would be the Raisa. Less than a Kazayas, he had a Kaberia. What about Rabbi Avira? So the Gemara says, so question Rabbi Avira doesn't make sense according to this, because he says, Hey, Mechmira Latzman, a Kazayas, a Kapetza. So it's mashma that God only said you have to bench if you're severe as keres, and the Chachamim went ahead and said you have to bench even for less. That sounds rabbanon to me. Well, it may sound rabbanon to me, but it doesn't sound rabbanon to the Urayim. The Urayim says that's the raisa. What it means is the Chachamim dash in the pasuk that way. Apparently, they didn't have to dash in the pasuk that way, or something. But once they dash in the pasuk that way, that becomes the right. So they deserve credit. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows upon them for them because they went out of their way to dash in the pasuk to bring a situation which simply they wouldn't have to bench to Hashem to make it that even in that situation they have to bench to Hashem, and therefore our Kodesh Baruch Hu recognizes that and is knows upon them. That's an amazing thing. Okay, in my mind, just in the philosophy of drushos and what constitutes the rice to Ravana, to say that they sort of it's sort of optional. I mean, I
wasn't that halacha l'moshe Sinai, in other words.
In other words, it was sort of up to the chum to decide how to dash in his pasuk, and however they dash in the pasuk, that's the way it is. That's an amazing thing.
Well, we have that
for Chalmoid. Chalmoid is different. Chalmoid is usually thought of as an exceptional situation where it's sort of given over to the chum to determine what is the malacha.
So you have to say this is not that.
This is seems to be more than that. This seems to be that it's just a regular case. It says v'savota, and it's somehow give it out to the chacham to determine what is v'chalto v'savota mean. It doesn't. It's not like chalamoid where it's sort of an open thing. It's not defined. This seems to be. It should. Whatever.
Right.
This to me, this had applications for all drushos, not just for a certain category of open drushos. Anyway, but I'm not sure. I mean, this is just the way it seems to me from the Urayim. And then the Urayim also says something else. And that is, he says, we passel it from Meir, that what, that v'yachalta means a kazayis, and then v'savota means shesia. So what does shesia mean? So simple pshat in the Gemara is that shesia means that yachayim to bench for achila, kazayis, and for shesia, whatever, doesn't say how much. And the Rishonim have a whole tumult, which we didn't get up to. That was part of the signed reading, but we didn't get up to that. What is the shesia that you have to bench for? Yerayim doesn't learn that way. The Ram says no. V'yochalta v'savata. And then uveirachta. You have to have both achila and shesia in order to be mechuyev in the chiyuv, the araisa of birchas hamazon. So therefore, one second, let me finish saying it. So therefore, you have to have a kazayas, and since he doesn't want to say that you always have to drink even if you're not thirsty, he says, v'yochalta v'savata is a requirement that if you, after all, it says v'savota. That's what dashen shsiya. It doesn't make sense to say v'savota means shsiya if you're not thirsty. What it means is whatever you need in order to fulfill your eating requirements, which constitute both eating and drinking. You have to fulfill both of them. You have to have a kazayas of food and enough to drink so that to quench your thirst. Then you mechuyev d'oraisa. Nafkamina, he says, is. And as I mentioned to you, this is amazing. We brought down the Ramah as halacha l'maisa, that if you ate together with a group of people and they ate and drank and you ate and did not drink, and I'm not sure if the Ramah says and you're thirsty. I'm not sure if he says that, but since it's based on the shita, even if he doesn't say it, he probably understood. You shouldn't be the one to bench. L'chatchila, he says. I don't know if we're passing that way, but it's preferable that you shouldn't be the one to bench. Because according to the Shita, you're only Mechuyev D'Rabbanan. They are Mechuyev D'Raisa. And according to many Rishonim, you can't be Motzi. I mean, that's another discussion, but it's when Yerayim clearly holds that way, that you can't, if you're only Mechuyev D'Rabbanan, you can't be Motzi somebody who's Mechuyev D'Raisa. Because remember, Tosa doesn't hold that way at all. Tosa holds that if you're Mechuyev D'Rabbanan, you still can be Motzi somebody because of Arvus. The only reason, whatever, that's a whole other discussion. So that is, I think, a very interesting way that he dashes this, that explains the sugya, yochalta is kazayas, and the savata is the shesia, that you have to have both in order to be mechuyev in the chiyuv of the rise of birchas hamazon. Do you have a question?
Not a question, only
I have a question.
I don't know. Just an aside, I looked at the top.